Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. O Muslims, turn your eyes towards the palaces of your rulers, not the White House. Translated. The eyes of Muslims in general, and journalists, analysts, observers, and those concerned in particular, are turning towards the White House and towards the outcomes of U.S. President Donald Trump's meetings with Prime Minister of the Jewish entity Benjamin Netanyahu. Will Trump pressure Netanyahu to graciously agree to halt his war on Gaza? We are not exaggerating when we say that the people most concerned with ending the war on Gaza are the people of Gaza themselves, who are burning in the fire of that war, being killed, wounded, starved, and displaced, as well as most people in the Muslim lands, who are shackled by artificial borders and by regimes of oppression and corruption led by puppet rulers, foolish and unfit, who prevent them from waging jihad in support of the people of Gaza and all of Palestine. We see satellite channels and news websites in the Muslim lands hosting political analysis and thinkers to analyze the events, positions, and statements those channels and sites achieving media victories and journalistic scoops. Has it come to this, O Muslims? Events fall upon you, conspiracies are carried out against you, and you stand watching and waiting? Your brothers are being killed, starved, and displaced while you look on, and the best among you is the one who merely watches and analyzes. Do Muslims not have armies lavished with money, with advanced weapons purchased for billions of dollars, under whose banners serve the best sons of the Ummah, ready to fight and sacrifice life and wealth in defense of the Ummah, its sanctities, and its honor? What is wrong with you, O Muslims? Were you not the masters of the world for many centuries? Were you not the influencers and active players in international politics? Have you forgotten that your army was once described as, quote-unquote, the invincible army? And today, a small band of the scum of the earth, the vilest and most cowardly of creation, occupies your blessed land, kills, displaces, and starves your brothers, and roams your skies with their aircrafts without fearing a single shot being fired at them. O Muslims, today's events no longer require analysis. The veil has been lifted. Your enemies openly declare their enmity towards you clearly and publicly on every occasion, and your rulers have been exposed. Their loyalty to the colonial disbelieving nations is evident to anyone with eyes. To preserve their crooked thrones, they maintain your division, prevent your unity, and hand you over to your enemies. It's no wonder, then, that they prevent you from supporting your brothers in Palestine and elsewhere. Accordingly, we will continue to emphasize what is already known and repeat what is already understood. It is time for your eyes to turn to the palaces of your rulers instead of to the White House, waiting for Trump to pressure Netanyahu to graciously end the war against you. It is time for your eyes to turn toward your army barracks, urging them to move and liberate the blessed land and cleanse it of the Jews, and strike fear into those behind them from the disbelieving nations. Here is Hizb ut-Tahrir, the sincere leadership that does not lie to its people, the bearer of your revival project, urging you to work with it so it may lead you to the victory, honor, and dignity you yearn for. Support it, and Allah will support you. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.